Let's start off talking about taxes and Vermont's overall tax system and tax policy. The state relies very heavily on the personal income tax, the sales tax, the rooms and meals tax to help pay for the state's share of the general fund budget. As governor, would you support efforts to change this current balance of taxes? I mean, for instance, would you support efforts to expand the sales tax to include services?
So I think we need to look at the overall tax system in the state of Vermont in the context of where we're going as an economy. And that's really important. And when we do that, I'm going to be looking at one thing, which is, are we basing the way that we pay for our services on ability to pay? That's what I've done in my entire career. I think people can universally say that the value of your property, for instance, doesn't reflect your ability to pay. And that's why I focused on making that change over a period of time and how we fund education. And we need to continue down that track. The other area that I think is important is that we look at taxes on Social Security benefits. You know, I've been talking about this for a couple of months now, and we came out with a specific proposal because I don't believe that middle-class seniors who are living mostly on a fixed income should have their Social Security taxed. And so we're proposing to eliminate income tax on Social Security benefits for middle-class Vermonters. And then the rest of the tax code should be looked at in a broader context. And I think we have an opportunity to do that with a new governor, new lieutenant governor, new leadership in the House and Senate, go back to perhaps the Blue Ribbon Commission that was brought together, I think it was 6 years ago, to talk about what a, you know, revenue system for the future might look like. And everything should be on the table.
So if you look at something like the personal income tax, do you think if you want to make changes based on ability to pay, would you make the rates more progressive so that middle income people pay a little bit less and wealthier folks pay a little bit more?
I think what we need to do is make sure it's based on ability to pay. And I think we have been known as a state to care about those that are most vulnerable and make sure they have a pathway to success. What stuck out to me as we were looking at the taxes in the state of Vermont is that we are one of the few that taxes Social Security benefits. And as most people know, those benefits are actually taxed twice. You get taxed on the income before it has to go to Social Security, and then it's taxed when it comes back. And so that's where I would focus our energy in trying to right-size that. It's clearly a regressive tax, the tax that comes on Social Security benefits to middle-class Vermonters, and I believe that's where we should start.
How much would that cost, and how would you pay for it?
You know, we haven't looked at the total numbers of dollars that it would cost because I think it has to be part of a comprehensive overhaul. And the way that I would pay for it is by adjusting the income tax to make sure that we are covering whatever is lost through that particular exemption. But I believe that it's the right thing to do, that individuals who are on fixed incomes should not be the first that we look to in order to support our services.
And how about with property tax burdens? Would you also shift more of that burden from the property tax over to the income tax?
No, Bob, I had the good fortune of being in the legislature through the 90s and the early 2000s, and was very proud of my record of moving the way that we pay for education towards ability to pay, and we need to keep moving in that direction. No one in Vermont who's on a fixed income should be choosing between, you know, covering their property tax bill and figuring out if they have to stay in our state. So we need to continue to move in that direction. I grew up in the town that gave us Herb Ogden, who first put this issue on the table back in the 70s and 80s, and I believe we need to continue in that direction.
I mean, we have income sensitivity now, so for families that have a household income up to around $120,000, they're going to pay their school taxes based on their income, not the value of their property. Does it need to be expanded further?
I think it does. I think it does. I think it can expand even further. I think we also need to make sure that we're covering things on a statewide basis that affect tax rates disproportionately. That's why I believe that extraordinary special ed costs should be covered by the state rather than it's being something that lands on one small school or another. It doesn't do any good, as it may stigmatize a particular family, and it isn't good fiscal policy to have the choice of a family to live in one community to have a disproportionate impact on that community.